Welcome to Taking the Rams by the Horns, a podcast that takes current affairs out of current affairs. This is an award-winning podcast in partnership with Sowetan Live. I'm your host, Rams Mabote. While you guys have been fixated on the Madlanga Commission and the Parliamentary Ad Hoc Committee investigating alleged political interference in the South African Police Service, you are missing out on another drama next door. I mean, literally. The Parliamentary Standing Committee on Public Accounts, SCOPA, has been having hearings on alleged corruption at the Road Accident Fund, RAF for short. The testimonies there sound like stuff from a Steven Spielberg movie. Some scary, others worrisome, and a few painfully hilarious. At the center of the drama is former CEO Collins Letswalo, whose name is synonymous with controversy for as long as he has been in public life. But it is his tenure at the RAF that has been deliriously mouth-watering. As soon as he had occupied the corner office, Letswalo created a super CEO's office and appointed what he called specialists in his office. These included senior finance specialist, treasury specialist, communication specialist, senior chain specialist, and wait for it, re-engineering specialist. Forget that these jobs were not advertised internally or externally. These specialists did not have known job descriptions, and their roles, more often than not, mirrored those of already employed senior managers at the RAF. Later, Letswalo promoted one of his specialists to chief investment officer. Except the RAF had no portfolio of investment to talk about. Talk about re-engineering, right? Hailed as a cleaner when he was appointed acting CEO in 2019, Letswalo has proved that cleaning out managers he did not like, dissolving a panel of lawyers, assessing claims, and allegedly interfering with procurement processes is what he does. We know what the latter normally means, right?
Now, Honorable Shikombane says, is there corruption within RAF? Yeah, well.
This was the same guy whose first act of service as CEO at the Passenger Rail Agency of South Africa, PRASA, was to increase his own salary by a negligible 350% from 1.3 million to 5.9 million rand. The Auditor General later ordered a repayment of this loot. If history is anything to go by, recommendations of the Auditor General are as effective as a no-smoking sign at a football stadium. In spite of his record at PRASA, former Transport Minister and now Secretary General of the African National Congress, Fikile Mbalula, appointed Letswalo as boss at the RAF. They don't call him Fear Focal for nothing, this Mbalula. In no time, a number of governance failures were reported against Letswalo at the RAF. These included contracting 13 law firms without proper approvals, exceeding budgets by nearly 17 million and 340 million rand in duplicate payments to law firms and sheriffs, for which only 42 million rand was recovered by the RAF. At this point, it should have been clear to our government that under Letswalo, it is going to be rough at the RAF. But not our government, as you know. In the process of all this re-engineering by our intrepid Letswalo, the RAF rate of default on claim payments increased as fast as the size of the office of the CEO. Those who were left injured by road accidents suffered a second blow by a crippled RAF. Get it?
I'm prepared to die, Chair, for the truth.
Depressing as these revelations have been, it is the latest allegations against the RAF that left me in stitches, much like most of the claimants that remain unpaid to date. Take, for instance, a 1 billion rand media spend by RAF contracting two companies at 500 million rand apiece to support public education and communication efforts. the RAF gave out these contracts, rejecting the services of the government communication agency, the GCIS, which reportedly was far cheaper. This coming from a man who came to the RAF to clean up makes the circus look like a circus, actually. Clearly, Letsoalo is the one who believes that cheap is expensive, even if expensive is excessive. This is how Letsoalo's media man, Mackintosh Polela, in his erudite and British accent, explained to Parliament.
It might appear that the GCIS is cheaper, but you must understand that when they do outsource, they go to the very same agencies. The GCIS effectively are the middleman. I did not need a middleman. I needed a dedicated agency.
There you have it, my lord. As if that was not enough, the contracts to the media companies were set to run until 2027 and 2028 respectively. But miraculously, just 2 years into the contracts, nearly 650 million rand had been spent. It would also appear that these agencies are undercover because reportedly on their websites there is no information about owners and or directors. Under Letsoalo, the RAF brought back what was once known as struggle accounting, reporting smaller payments to suppliers than the actual payments. These include 126 million rand paid to a law firm, but reported as 15 million rand.
Corruption is only bad if I'm not involved.
Yes.
Yeah. Well,
84 million rand to another law firm, but reported as 14.8 million rand. And another firm that was paid 30 million rand, which went completely unreported. Now, this is exactly, I blew it, that the same RAF supports elsewhere on television, paying for people who take the money and blow it. RAF does it better. Here's my story. Under Letsoalo, the Road Accident Fund has developed an excessive appetite to sponsor events. Okay. Just this year, they sponsored the Metro FM Awards, and they will be one of the main sponsors of the Comrades Marathon taking place next year. For what, you may ask? I've been asking myself the same questions, but after careful thought, I have come up, and I mean it, I've come up with why the RAF would spend your fuel levy on these events. Considering the Metro Awards reward musicians who we know, you know, do not make a lot of money in South Africa. They literally are likely to be owning very old and scrappy cars that could expose them to road accidents. Right? That's plausible. Or maybe the RAF could sponsor an award called Accident of the Year, referring to a best song that by accident became very popular.
A song that is going to be celebrated the whole year.
As for the Comrades Marathon, well, use your head, man. The marathon happens on public roads, which we all know are unsafe, particularly in KZN, where the marathon happens, right? So, who better than the RAF to sponsor the race as a form of preempting any road accidents that may just happen while 20,000 odd crazy people decide to run for anything from 5 to 12 hours?
Yeah, well.
In another event they sponsored, the RAF procured bucket hats and sport bags for 11,000 and 40,000 rand per item respectively. I can only imagine such a bucket head also acts as a helmet in cases of emergency or accidents, because it is right accident fund, right? While there is bickering about unpaid claims, overpayment of suppliers, interference in tender processes, and other maladies, our men, Letsoalo, fantasized about being unsafe. Without any security vetting or assessment, our men reportedly spent 23 million rand on personal security for himself and his family between 2023 and 2025.
People that tried to kill me twice, and they know it, and that's why I've got security.
First, he hired a head of security with whom he had worked at PRASA. Soon afterward, two security personnel were employed to protect Letswalo. And soon thereafter, the number went up to 6. And when he left, it was a total of 9. This came with a small 4.4 million rand bulletproof BMW for Letswalo.
Anything that happens to me, Che, I'm not a coward. I've never been brought up like that.
And a collection of VW Golf to form a convoy around the Bima. I can only imagine how envious Scopa chairperson Songezo Zibi was at hearing about this BMW, considering that the Rise Mzansi leader has been seen driving around in a Hyundai 120 Jalopy between Parliament and the parliamentary village in Goodwood. Let me explain more this issue of security detail. After President Cyril Ramaphosa, Deputy President Paul Mashatile, Defense Minister Angie Motshekga, our man Letswalo, has the biggest security detail in this country. Yes, he is the fourth most guarded and protected citizen of the Republic. I cannot tell you why the prestigious president needs such security. After all, this is the same man known to walk about the streets where he meets groupies and nephews from old relations. This is hardly dangerous activity, right?
Cupcake. Hello.
As for Mashatile, we sure know why he needs security detail. I mean, from time to time, someone driving a Polo needs to be kicked around. And in another rare moment, you know, he may need to be saved from a pellet gunshot on the highway. Truth is, nobody knows why Mama Angie Motshekga would be in danger. Although, on reflection, because, you know, he drives to Johannesburg CBD from time to time for party meetings, she may need protection from the Congolese militia, the M23, considering that downtown Joburg is almost 100% foreign.
Well, I'm not going home. Never. I'm not going home, Malawi. Never. Look, South Africa. We eat meat here.
But I digress. So, what exactly does Letswalo need 9 security personnel for? Well, the answer came out in Parliament recently. When they were not busy making sure that he can go to the loo and relieve himself safely, they park outside his home all day, ironically, without access to the toilet themselves. Sometimes they run errands for his family. Other times, they work on his farm in Limpopo, Nogal, in the process running a 1.7 million rand fuel bill per annum. I swear, this is money that could have been spent on the South African Airways, you know, to keep them much longer in the air.
Yeah, well.
But the guards have another important task. According to Letswalo's own security head, often they have to accompany him to visit his girlfriend. Yes, I know some of you can be so disgusted by the news of a married man having a girlfriend. But as we say in South Africa, we listen, we don't judge. What caught my attention was something different. Letswalo was reportedly displeased that his state-of-the-art BMW windows did not open fully, thus preventing him to buzz at the gate of the said lady's gate. This is how the head of security explained it.
In fact, the vehicle that has been procured, it doesn't open the window. When he gets to the boom gate, then somebody must open.
Where is this? This boom gate is where in Limpopo?
No, the boom gate is there by his girlfriend's place, so where the girlfriend resides.
Question. Why would someone take an entire convoy of security detail to go cheat on his wife? What happened to the concept of secret lovers? What do the bodyguards do while he goes inside to be with his lover? Do they even let him go inside the house? Isn't that a security threat? And how long do they wait for? A quickie, a one-night stand, or a weekend special? One thing is clear. Collins ha'ana Letswalo. He has no conscience, this fellow. Moral of the story. Under Letswalo, it was rough at the rough. But don't despair, because Macintosh Polela reassured Scopa about the way forward.
when individuals that are powerful give you an instruction and there's nothing that you can do, and we've seen it many times, there's absolutely nothing, nothing that you can do.
Well, there you have it, my ladies and my lords. Thank you very much for being part of this episode of Taking the Rams by the Horns. Please do remember to subscribe, to comment, and to share your views, and of course tell everybody about this amazing podcast. From me, Rams Mabote, goodbye and God bless.